Nancy Nugent said something that's been a common theme in the race for New York's 49th Senate District.
Voters are very angry. They are not interested in status quo. They are looking for new solutions, new ideas.
The district, which stretches from Schenectady to Long Lake in the Adirondacks, was held by Senator Hugh Farley for four decades. Recently, Farley announced he will retire at the end of the term to spend more time with his ailing wife. Nugent, a Northville attorney, joins a Republican field that also includes Christian Klug, a real estate appraiser, also of Northville, and Jim Tedisco, who has served the Capital Region in the Assembly since 1983. Nugent says she's traveled the district that includes Schenectady, Fulton, Saratoga, Herkimer, and Hamilton counties, north, south, east, and west. She says the next senator needs experience working with constituents in the urban and rural portions of the district. Outlining the major issues she will tackle if elected, Nugent said she will fight for a repeal of the Common Core education standards in New York.
It has to be repealed. It doesn't serve the gifted children, and I have gifted children. I've raised them. It doesn't serve the disabled. I have two disabled, both Down syndrome and autism spectrum disorder. It doesn't serve their needs. The teachers are unhappy.
A practicing attorney, Nugent said she will fight for upstate small businesses. She has a particular interest in aiding home-based businesses, which she says are critical in rural areas.
Which are busy and humming, and people are trying their darnest to meet the tremendous tax burdens that we have. I would like to see a restructure of the New York State tax scheduling calendar, because I find that many of the home-based business individuals that I know are having trouble coordinating the personal, the small business, the LLCs, the PCs.
Nugent said she'd also focus on expanding the arts and tourism to boost the economy and bring in visitors to an area of upstate that's been struggling. And calling on her past experience as a journalist, Nugent promoted her ability to communicate to voters.
I've been a talk radio show host. I have spoken to 2 million Long Island viewers, where my job was to, on camera, while the cameras were rolling, by the way, analyze politics, public policy, the news.
If elected in September's primary, Nugent will face Democratic candidate Chad Putman in November. For more coverage on the race for the 49th Senate District, including stories on each of the candidates, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.